This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, so you heard us announce earlier, and Ethan was talking about it. I'd mentioned it earlier as well, that Chuck Woolery passed away last night. And, you know, of course, I was familiar with him because I grew up watching Love Connection and all the other things that he did. I did not remember, Carl, that he had been on Wheel of Fortune before Sajak. I don't know why. I'm sure I saw it, but I just, for some reason, he didn't register with me that he was the first host.
Well, it wasn't called Wheel of Fortune when he was the host.
Oh.
It was called, like, Shopper's Bazaar. Because if you remember, when Wheel of Fortune started, you didn't just win cash. You won points, and then you had to go spend that money on garbage.
I didn't know that. Yeah. It's the only meta.
But I remember watching Wheel of Fortune growing up.
They had a whole thing, and it was all sponsored stuff. So, like, you could win a trip, but it had to be sponsored by, like, Carnival Cruises or something.
So when would Sajak have taken over for Woolery?
Like, 81, 82?
Wow. Before it was a while back.
And they changed it to Wheel of Fortune then.
Yeah. So, anyway, here's the thing. These Hollywood guys, you never really know when you try to set up an interview with them. Carl, do you remember when we interviewed Charlie Daniels?
Yeah.
And for most of these folks, Kim, they have staff. They have a PR person. You have to go through their handler to get a hold of them. They have people, right? Something most of us will never know anything about, having people who take care of your stuff for you. What we had Charlie Daniels' personal cell phone number. He said, I don't have none of that. Just call me when you're ready to be interviewed. Like, we called him up and we interviewed him for the, I believe we did, was it for the, we did aired on this show, didn't we?
He was at River City Casino.
Yeah, a few years ago.
And he was a very nice gentleman.
So with Chuck Woolery, it wasn't quite that easy. So we got an interview with Chuck Woolery back in 2019. Of course, it was the lead up. It was during the Trump administration, the first Trump administration. He was running for re-election. We talk about that a little bit in the interview. He was a big Trump fan. He was obviously, it was 5 years ago, he was in his late 70s, but he had started a podcast and it was going gangbusters. I really enjoyed him on Twitter at the time. He was slicing them and dicing them on Twitter, and I really enjoyed that. So we reached out to his PR people, and we managed to finally get a hold of him. But we weren't allowed to call him. He had to call us. And somehow he transposed a couple of numbers, and it took us forever to get a hold of him during the segment. So we only ended up with about 5 minutes to talk to him. But here was my conversation with the late Chuck Woolery in 2019. The last thing you want to do is keep a big deal like Chuck Woolery on hold. Chuck Woolery joining us this morning. I tell you what, my hero on Twitter these days, my friend. How are you?
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm fine, thanks. The first number that you gave me to call in was, it kept saying, I'm sorry, this number has been disconnected.
Oh,
I did
boy.
That for 5 minutes.
Oh, no. Russians again.
You know the radio business. We didn't realize that either. So that could have been really bad news. That could have been. So Chuck also is doing a podcast these days called Blunt Force Truth, bluntforcetruth.com. You can go there and check it out. And Chuck, you know, it's a good time to either host a podcast or be a talk radio host these days, isn't it?
Well, you certainly have a lot to talk about, don't you?
We do. And you know, I love your common sense approach to some of this going on. And it's unusual for that kind of voice to be coming out of, you know, a former Hollywood star.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. but it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
Well, you know, the funny thing about it is, it's like Occam's razor. I don't know whether you know what that is or not.
Sure.
The simple answer is usually the right answer. And we tend to complicate things so much that you can never really get to the bottom of what it is. Well, it could be this, and it could be that, and it could be, you know, that's typical Washington speak. It's all over the map, so you can never resolve anything. No one's ever held accountable. And so I just try to deal with what I think most Americans do, which is think simply through the problem and solve it. And I think this is one thing that Washington hates about Trump, that he's a problem solver. You know, and this, there's a lot of talk going around about Rudy Giuliani now being in Ukraine and investigating and doing some things. Well, he's the same kind of guy. He was a problem solver for New York, and they hated him for that, too. But he cleaned the city up, because I remember I was there before and after. And so you got a couple of guys who were really working on this. And Democrats hate it. I personally believe that Ukraine is like a powder keg for Democrats. It's where a lot of very nefarious, corrupt things went on, including them with the 2016 election. And they just don't want anybody to stay away from it. So they keep saying Russia, 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 when in fact a lot of this stuff went on in Ukraine. And, you know, they just don't want anybody getting close to it. And the closer you get, the more they yell and scream.
Well, Rudy's promising more bombshells to come. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of that, particularly his comments about Yovanovitch.
Rudy suggested that this woman, Yovanovitch, was fired, this diplomat, because she kept not giving a visa to four different men who wanted to come in and testify in Washington. And she wouldn't give them a visa to leave the country. That's how afraid they are of what's going on. And that's, you know, this whole resistance with when they talk about deep state, I have always thought that the nucleus of the deep state is in two places. One, the Pentagon, which is odd. And the other, the most difficult to deal with, is the State Department. Because the State Department has this whole kind of holier than thou. You can't touch them. They've been there forever. They're all, you know, servants of the country, and they deal with international politics, and that's really where most of this stuff lies. It's just a hotbed of resistance for Trump, that's for sure.
Yeah, I saw that exact same thing during the testimony on this impeachment sham, and now it looks like the Democrats are going to hold a vote maybe tomorrow on this. It looks like they've got the votes they need to do it, and I don't know about you, Chuck, but I think this is all rolling toward a landslide for Donald Trump come November.
Well, I think all of these new Congress people who won in their districts that were Trump districts in 2018 ought to consider renting, not buying, in Washington.
Yeah, that's a good point. And several of them have come out and said they're going to, you know, it's full steam ahead. I guess they're scared to death of Nancy Pelosi.
Well, you know, when you really look at this, this is a New York, East Coast, West Coast kind of thing with Schumer and Nadler and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and all of these people. It's the pressure is really in the middle of the country from both coasts.
Well, yeah, that's very true. Well, I tell you what, Chuck, I love following you on Twitter. Appreciate what you do. And I'll direct people to BluntForceTruth.com because they can pick up your podcast that you're doing on there. Mark Young is your co-host. Is that right?
Yeah, Mark's the smart one. I'm just kind of the regular guy. You can pick us up on Podcast One or iTunes or Stitcher. We're there all the time.
Well, outstanding. Keep up the good work, my friend, and thanks for all you do.
There you have it. What a great guy. Just so down to earth. And I did go back and look at his podcast. Now, they haven't said what Chuck Woolery died of, but I get the impression he had been sick for a while because he hasn't been
on his own podcast from just looking back at episodes here for most of the year. So he may have stepped away from that at some point. But his face is still on the graphic for the Blunt Force Truth podcast.
Well, 83 really is kind of young. 84,
he really is, yeah, 83, mm-hmm. yeah.
I wonder how many haters he got once he came out as conservative. Because for so long when he was hosting, you know, Love Connection, or I say Wheel of Fortune, but I know, Carl, you were mentioning it wasn't called that when he was hosting it. But surely
Not at first.
No one would have known, I would assume, his political...
Right.
Beliefs. And now maybe it was like me where it changed. He had some radical transformation in his political views. Maybe Trump was kind of the turning point for him. I don't know.
Yeah, he and I, we didn't have a chance really to get into when I should have asked him, when did you believe this? When did you start believing this? Maybe he for this, the purposes of surviving in Hollywood, he managed to keep it under wraps for all those years until he reached the point. I think you reach a point, maybe it's an age thing, where your give a darn button starts to mm-hmm. break and you start to say what you think because the truth matters.
I've heard that happens.
It does happen. It does happen. I've known many people. I mean, in some cases it can get a little outrageous, but you know, you gotta tell the truth
a little bit more. Yeah.
Thank you. The filter just kind of goes away, has been my experience with it. But hope you enjoyed listening to Chuck. Again, that was back in 2019. And I was only off by 4 years when I was projecting a Trump landslide. He did get more votes than ever mm-hmm. in that election. Just somehow, Nancy Pelosi and gang managed to harvest a few million more in California and New York and key swing states. That's how that went down.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.